getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, here we go once again. Time for Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. About this same time every week. Same location, same everything. Except a different stack of records, of course. About an hour's worth of good old-time music coming your way here. So turn it up, scooch the furniture out of the way, roll up the rug, and have a good time. Is all the advice I have for you so far today. So let's get things rolling on the show with the Pulaski Skyway Polka. It's Bernie Witkowski and his All-Star Orchestra. This is another one of those records kind of sneaks up on you, kind of fades in on you, you know what I mean? But it's coming. You can hear him coming. See, it's the Skyway. It's traffic. It's trouble, man. There you go, some pretty good accordioning in that one there, huh? Bernie Witkowski and his All-Star Orchestra kicks off another edition of the Oompa Hour. That's the Pulaski Skyway Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Back for another week. Got a stack of records to work through here. Got a record I was terribly disappointed in. Found a record out in the garage. And I thought, well, there's a good one that I didn't have. Found an Elmer Scheid record, LP. That I didn't have in the studio here. Found it out in the garage. Thought, wow, I'm going to bring that one in and use that in the show. And then I pull the record out. And it's not the Elmer Scheid record that's supposed to be in the jacket. No, it's a record by Dick Shorey's New Percussion Ensemble. And I thought, that sounds terrible. It says music for bang, baroom, and harp. Right. And then it has a polka on it. I thought, well, maybe that'd be okay. Yeah, it's terrible. Sounded like, I don't know, it's like Ray Conniff doing polkas. I don't know, it didn't sound good anyway. So that's a reject, and I got to figure out where the Elmer Scheid record went that's supposed to be in that record jacket. Man, I tell you, DJ's work is never done. Let's go to the export polka. Don Joe Polka Champs right here on Tim Zumpa Hour. There you go. The Don Joe Polka Champs there. That's the export polka. And if I had super duper high power vision, I could tell you the name of everybody in the band because they're all listed on here. But man, that is some little bitty writing. Anyway, Tim Zumpa Hour is underway. And what do I have in the stacks today? I have no idea. This is a total potluck situation. I just grabbed a bunch of stuff and sat down and got things rolling. So we'll see how it works out here. How about an exceptionally happy song? Would you like an exceptionally happy song? You know it's happy because it's called a happy polka, people. And this is the John Jeske Orchestra.
Happy polka, people. Love that polka sound. Happy polka, people. Dancing all around. Happy polka people, having lots of fun. Happy polka people, make polkas number one. While the band is playing a happy polka song, grab yourself a partner, it sure won't take you long. Everybody's ready to try that polka beat. Happy polka people, the greatest you will meet. Polka people, love that polka sound. Happy polka people, dancing all around. Happy polka people, having lots of fun. Happy polka people, make polkas number one. We'll be right back.
That is the John Jeske Orchestra. That is the Happy Polka People Polka. I had polka in it twice. Anyway, good record here in the Oompa Hour. Glad you're along with us for another week. We will have a waltz later in the show. And I do have a silly 78 picked out for us with a polka on it that we're going to do for our official 78 of the week. So that's coming up here in the show as well. Let's do something a little German style. This record is a perfect record for me because it lets me kind of slack off a little bit because the record contains its very own introduction.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now have a circle two-step. Form two circles, ladies in the center and gents around the outside. Ladies to the left and gents to the right. Ladies to the left and gents to the right. Everybody two-step.
Go. In case you didn't figure it out, that's the Deutschmeisters here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Before we go any further, I want to talk about briefly the World of Accordions Museum, which you find conveniently located in Superior, Wisconsin. Check out their, 2,000 accordions they have on display. All depends which material I'm reading. Anywhere from 1,400 to 2,400 accordions and concertinas reported being in the building on any given day. That's a lot. Check it out. That's all you need. Nothing more would be necessary to make you want to go than that. Because, I mean, wow, right? But anyway, they're at Superior, Wisconsin, and a great place to learn about the instruments. Take a look at a lot of really cool instruments. And just enjoy, man. Beautiful traveling weather is here. And Superior, Wisconsin, right across the bridge from Duluth. Duluth. We always say Duluth Superior like it's one place. Two different states, for Pete's sake. But there's so much neat stuff to do on the whole trip as you go up the North Shore, up Highway 61, out of Duluth Superior area. But check out the World of Accordions Museum. You know, they got all the stuff you need. The gift shop, the concert hall, the accordion repair and technician school. I don't talk about that enough. They can answer questions like you wouldn't believe. They know the stuff, man. Check them out online, worldofaccordions.org. You can actually take a look at the joint You can. And they got a bunch of photos and a lot of information. So check it out and pay them a visit if you have the opportunity. WorldofAccordions.org is where you find them on the interwebs. All right, here's Walt Jaworski and his TV orchestra. It is the Little Lulu Rhinelander. See, there you have it there, Walt Jaworski and his TV orchestra on the radio, or your smart speaker, I guess. Definitely on my record player, though. The Little Lulu Rhinelander here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with for another edition of the show. I was hoping that by now I'd be reporting on our progress in model airplane engine testing as we're pulling all my old stuff out from about 40 years ago. It's the last time I flew anything. My grandson wants to fly airplanes, model airplanes. And if any of you did that back in the day, you might be familiar with the concept of U-control, where you stand in the middle of a circle with about 60 feet of line out to the airplane, and the handle in your hand operates the elevators on the plane, so you can do, like, loops and wing overs and all that kind of stuff. And that's what I do. I never really got into the radio control. Tried it! Cost a lot. Way much more work. Not nearly as much fun, because you're worried about smashing hundreds of dollars worth of radio equipment when you crash, and you will. Sad news is we did not get to testing any model airplane engines over the last week or two, and the intentions are always good, but it doesn't work out. And it's because I'm working with an almost 8-year-old, and attention is a thing. You know, he wanders off into other directions. He discovered we had boomerangs hanging in the pantry. So on model engine testing day a couple of days ago, and that was my plan, he wanted to go fly boomerangs. Grandpa, teach me how to fly boomerangs. So he went off to the park to fly boomerangs, and only a couple of throws into it, and he had the knack. You got to have the knack. If you have the knack, there's nothing to it. And he had the knack, and he whipped that thing on his second throw, and it took off like a shot, and it swirled around, and it came back around, and it was come right back toward us. And then the wind shifted, and the wind got it and took it way past us into the weeds, way more than you could ever imagine it would have traveled. And then we spent a half hour walking through the tall grass and the weeds with him and my wife and me, trying to find that boomerang. No luck. These are real boomerangs, not the, you know, the plastic toy ones. These are real grown-up wooden boomerangs. So it's still out there in the weeds someplace. And I've told the world, keep your eyes open for a boomerang. We're going to have to order a couple of new ones. I have other ones, but they're not ones that that you want to lose. You know, some of them are kind of fancy and expensive. But anyway, so that's what we did last week. What'd you do last week? Do anything like lose a boomerang in the weeds? You know what they call a boomerang that won't come back? A stick. That's a joke from my mom from 20 years ago. Anyway, here's another record now that I found out in the garage last week. Actually, week before last, I was going to include this song in last week's show, and I had set the record aside and totally forgot about it. And now I have it right here handy. And do you hear horns honking? You probably can't hear that, but way in the distance, somebody's car alarm is going off. Can you hear that? Wait a minute, let me turn this way up. Can you hear that? Yep, somebody's car alarm was going off. I thought I heard something, and I thought, do I have a turntable blowing up or something? You know, it sounded like an electronic noise. Anyway, I was out of the garage 2 weeks ago, and I found Joe Tomaszewski's Polish Show Band album out there that I didn't know I had. And I brought it in last week intending to play it on the show, and I set it down right next to me here in the big chair, and I forgot about it and never played anything off of it. So I made it a point to grab it for this week's show. So this means it'll now get incorporated into the record shelves, and it'll be part of the collection. Here's Joe Tomaszewski's Polish Show Band and the Mary Lou Polka.
Come on back, oh baby, come on back. Come on back to live with me, my Mary Lou. Shimmer stiffness of study while body shoe. He doors for your sense and she shining day. Not crunch and chip, so crunch and tea so near. Boy, yes, you could chip be my shoe. Come on back, oh baby, come on back. Come on back to live with me, my Mary Lou. Shimmer, stiffness, sisterly, what mother is you? Be always for your sense and she's shining, baby. Not crunching chip, so crunching chip, she's so near. What is chip, go on chip, your body shoe.
All right, there you go, Joe Tomaszewski's Polish Show Band, another renegade from the garage where a billion records have been stored for a long time. And I looked that record. I looked up what year this was, and I remembered, and now I don't. And I wonder, that's like a 50-year-old album now. It looks like it's brand new. That's why I like him anyway. That was Joe Tomaszewski's band there, the Mary Lou Polka, and now we're going to do the Johnny's Polka. I mean, they should probably be introduced to each other, Johnny and Mary Lou. I have Dick Piller in the orchestra. Normally, I never play this side of the 45 because what they call the Beatles song is on the other side where they're doing a polka and he's making fun of how his wife's got a crush on the Beatles, see. And every time this 45 comes around, I'm like, oh, that's a funny song. I'm playing the Beatles side. So I never play Johnny's polka that's on the other side of the record. And I thought, let's go crazy. Let's play the other side this week. And then I'm going to put the record back in the coming up pile so I can play the Beatle Polka in the next week or two. But anyway, Dick Piller and the orchestra, it's Johnny's Polka.
я шью окенечко, пука я шью дві. Пука я шью окенечко, пука я шью дві. Моя мила наймілейша, прося отпусть мі. Моя мила наймілейша, прося отпусть мі. Отпусть мила, є боль така, мам, то сла тебе. Отпусть мила, є боль така, мам, то сла тебе. Pięknie ślicznie piastoneczek ożenił mi się. Pięknie ślicznie piastoneczek ożenił mi się. Johnny's knocking on the window, knocking on the door. Johnny's knocking on the window, knocking on the door. Say, please open up my honey, please open once more. Say, please open up my honey, please open once more. Open, honey, don't be like that, got something for you. Open, honey, don't be like that, got something for you. Sparkling ring with big white diamonds, and my love for you. Sparkling ring with big white diamonds, and my love for you.
Wow, there you go, Dick Piller and the orchestra, the one that we never play because I always play the song on the other side. That's Johnny's polka, but I'm going to put the record back into the stack here so it comes around here in a few days or a few weeks, I should say, and we'll play the Beatles song, which is on the flip side of that one. All right, let's go to one now from the Pensee Players, and I'll warn you ahead of time, all the gunshots you're about to hear are not real and are part of the recording. Okay, if you're like driving in your car or something, nobody's shooting at you, but I just feel that a disclaimer is a good idea. So anyway, here's the Sharpshooters Polka. All right, there you there. There you there. There you there, darn it, anyway. That's the Pensy Players there, the Sharpshooters Polka. I'm glad I warned you about all the gunfire at the beginning, because I think that was more gunfire than I've heard in any other polka record in history. And I've heard an awful lot of polka records. So anyway, consider yourself warned. It's still going. Can you hear that? This is really an exciting part of the show. We can hear that car alarm going. I don't know if you can hear that. And there's the horn is honking, and there's a little thing going, woo, woo, woo. I have no idea where that is, but I don't know if is it distracting you? It's distracting me, you can tell. Anyway, that's all right, because I got another record ready to go. I got to get our 78 of the week up here, too. I got that just about ready to go. So let's just go right to Johnny Vadnell and the orchestra, and I'm going to try to ignore that car alarm that you probably can't even hear that's out in the parking lot somewhere. Johnny Vadnell and the orchestra and the I Never Knew Polka. There we go. Johnny Vadnell and the orchestra there, and the I Never Knew Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Glad you're hanging out with me for this hour where I just kind of grab a stack of records and play them and goof around for an hour, man. What kind of a gig is that, right? I told you now we got to get our 78 of the week in here. We do one every week. Everything sounds great on a 78. One of my favorite all-time groups that was very significant in my formative years as a kid, which I could blame mostly on my grandparents, actually. My grandparents had a record player. My grandpa's Dan. And, of course, my grandpa passed away when I was a little kid. So I was kind of in charge of the den after that when we go see grandma. And there was a record player in there with a bunch of 78s in the bottom. And it didn't take me long to discover some of the good stuff. You know, like the Andrews Sisters was some good stuff. Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. I heard that the first time when I was like 7 years old, playing them on the 78 machine in my grandpa's den. And I found a lot of records by Spike Jones and the City Slickers, who to this day crack me up. And I've still managed to find recordings of them that I'd never heard before because they did a billion radio shows and TV shows and all that stuff. And this is probably the only Spike Jones record that is appropriate for this show because it's got to be a polka or a waltz. I guess there's some waltzes I could get away with. But this one is just darn fun. And I'm happy that I have a super clean RCA Victor, genuine 78 RPM record of this one. So we could play it. Everything sounds great on a 78, you know. Spike Jones and the City Slickers. What else would it be but the Jones Polka?
Gesundheit! Na zdrowie! A salute! Skol! Lachaim! Prosit! Give it me a cocktail when I am blue and droopy, and then I'll dance a polka and make it lots of whoopies. I work it in a coal mine, things are pretty black, but tonight that treats on me, I cash it my paycheck. Everybody have a drink, let's have fun together. I got plenty money, go catch a doubleheader. Bartender, please take care of my friends, drinks for ladies and gents. I got all kinds of money, $22.45. Have it anything you like, even rum and coke it. Just give me a glass plain whiskey, rum and coke it, make me choke it. Fill up your glass with fishnick, we gonna have it great big picnic. Everything she's in the pink, everybody have a drink. Don't nobody start trouble. Some smart aleck like it fight, I give it trouble double. I am peaceful citizen, don't like to drunk or make it. When I go too fast, I pull the emergency bracket. That's the way I like it, lots of polkas, lots of drinking. Pretty soon you don't watch out, everybody's thinking. Bartender, why you holler? Oh, I owe you $16. Turn on the water in the sink, everybody have a drink. Oh, man, it ought to be illegal to make records that much fun. Spike Jones of the City Slickers there. The Jones Polka. I always wanted to learn to do that gargling thing. But, you know, I just kind of wind up choking myself. It's not a good situation at all. But and you got to be kind of crazy if you think you could dance to that one. But anyway, Spike Jones and the City Slickers and the Jones Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. By the way, if you'd like to get on a request or a dedication or you have a question or you're looking for a record or whatever the situation might be, you can always get in touch with Oompa Hour World Headquarters. There's a couple of ways you could do that. Easiest way is just to email oompahour at AOL.com. That's simple. Oompahour, all one word, small letters, oompahour at AOL.com. And it will get your email. Or you can use the Facebook, facebook.com/TimZumpaHour. Or you can use the Facebook, too, and just send a message on the Facebook. Or you can use an actual phone, a dial phone, a cell phone, a smartphone, a dumb phone, doesn't matter. If you can do the numbers 218-259-2985, you could send a text to that message, or you can leave a voice message as well, 218-259-2985. Your connections to Oompa Hour World Headquarters. Here are the Bukak Brothers. It's the Oh No Polka.
All right, there you have it there. That's the Bukak Brothers. That's the Oh No Polka. And this is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. I just looked at the clock and I said, holy cow, how are we this far through the show already? Time is just flying by this week. I don't know what's going on with that. Here's one. Now, this is smooth. This is a smooth record right here. This is like going down an aluminum slide on a hot summer day covered with butter. That's how smooth this is. Russ Morgan and the orchestra. This is the Cornflower Polka.
I'm in love with the cornflower. My future's looking fine. I'm in love with the cornflower. That lovely gal of mine. When we dance, her skirts really swirl. My head's in a whirl. Oh boy, what a girl. I'm in love with the cornflower. That lovely gal of mine.
They played a tune they called the tulip. You sang a song about a rose. You did a dance, you called me tulip. With lovely music, goodness knows. They played a tune they called the violet. You sang a song called fleur-de-lis. Now won't you play the cornflower polka? I've got my cornflower with me.
Was that smooth or what? Huh? Russ Morgan and his orchestra and the Cornflower Polka. You don't normally hear that one on a typical polka show because it's a big orchestra kind of thing and it kind of gets lost in the groove there. But anyway, Matt, hang on. Uh-oh. We're in trouble. I dropped the record. Where'd it go? Hang on. You got it? Oh, boy. That's a long way down. Okay. Phew, that was close. Got to get it, because you don't want to accidentally roll over it with a chair. This record has survived since about 1952. The last thing I want to do is be the guy that rolls a desk chair over the darn thing. Anyway, I just realized that we're almost to the end of the show, and I haven't got a waltz in here yet, and a waltz is a required element of the show. It's on my chart of things to do. So we're going to do a waltz coming up next. So dancers, get ready to go.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
There, now, I promised you a waltz would be next, darn it, and I got a waltz. Now, this is a good scratchy record. So this is going to have a lot of patina. It's going to sound very authentic, because it is very authentic. And the Blue Skirt Waltz is one everybody knows. Everybody can sing it. Everybody can dance to it. So it's like the universal waltz here on the show. And an old beat-up Soma record out of Minneapolis. Here's Jerry Dostal and the Blue Skirt Waltz.
I wandered alone one night till I heard an orchestra play. I met you where lights were bright and people were carefree and gay. You were the beautiful lady in blue. I was in heaven just waltzing with you. You thrilled me with strange delight, then softly you strolled away. I dream of that night with you, lady, when first we met. We danced in a world of blue. How can my heart forget? Blue were the skies and blue were your eyes, just like the blue skirt you wore. Come back, blue lady, come back, don't be blue anymore.
There you go, dancers, the Blue Skirt Waltz there, Jerry Dostal here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Glad you're along for another ride, by the way. I think if I plan this right here, I can squeak in two more records. How does that sound for being not very likely, huh? I got to get this one put away here. I got a couple. I got the Jolly Premieres here. There's another one where I usually play the other side of the record, but I'm playing this one, and it's cleverly called Marley's Polka Instrumental. So there's no singing, and the word instrumental is actually part of the title of the song.
Thank you.
All right. Ooh, a little crunchy spot at the end of that one there. That's what makes it real when you're playing records, man. Marley's Polka Instrumental, that is the Jolly Premieres here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and I'm trying to figure out just what I could squeeze in here because we're right into that awkward time of the show where some of the records are... they are too short. A lot of the records don't have the darn time written on them, so I'm kind of winging it here. Let's go with the Teresa Polka with Sam Pugliano and his orchestra. How's that sound? And we'll see how things are looking after that one, huh? Sam Pugliano and the orchestra, and I think that's going to wrap it up this week on Tim Zumpa Hour. That was the Teresa Polka, although if you look at it and put extra spaces in the letter, it says there's a polka. You just got to be kind of weird, and you can see that. But anyway, I think we're going to have to wrap it up on that number, so I guess we'll roll the theme song, and I'll start stacking up the records for next week already. I got a couple of leftovers. I got the other side of that other one we were going to play. Amazing organizational skills are required to put this show together every week, right?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.